let's get to the meat and taters of what's going on here today. They did it. They did it. You know, I didn't know until Trump said it last night. I didn't know that this is the jackass that went after Governor Bob McDonnell in Virginia. This Jack Smith creep. And ruined, totally ruined McDonald's governorship and ruined him and his family. I mean, destroyed their lives. And as Trump said, the charges against McDonald were ultimately thrown out. But you know who else was behind this? Terry McAuliffe and the Democrat National Circus. Folks, these people are enemies. These people are criminals. They are the villains in James Bond movies. They are the villains in Tom Clancy movies. They truly are despotic, demonically inspired, evil people. Now, to them, it is just something that's perfunctory, meaning it's just a habit. They just do it every day. Evil is what they trade in. They wouldn't know good if they saw it. Oh, wait, they do. And when they see it, they don't like it. I remember being on the SiriusXM Patriot Channel when the morning after Governor McDonnell was elected. And if you don't remember, Maggie can get me the exact date, but I want to say that he was elected in 2014, either 2012 or 2014. And I remember Governor McDonnell giving his acceptance speech and thanking the voters of Virginia for electing him. And then he said something that was very profound, especially for just someone like me at the time of what was going on in my vocation and in the things that I was doing, which was reviving many of the works of those guys that we call the American Founding Fathers. And I remember Bob McDonnell saying that I am standing here, or maybe it was at his inauguration, because I am standing here in the rotunda in pretty much the same location that the first governor of the great state of Virginia stood, Patrick Henry. And those of you that are longtime listeners to this show know my affinity for Mr. Henry. And of all the founding fathers, and I've said this to anyone that will listen to me, remember how Tucker Carlson said he's a lowly Episcopalian? Patrick Henry can spend his life as a high Episcopalian, what the Anglicans would say, high Anglicans, very close to practicing the Catholic faith, with, of course, with the Episcopalian heresy or whatever it is built into it. Henry was a good man, in other words. And it's undeniable that he was the greatest orator of an entire generation, maybe two generations. Hell, maybe of all time, and when you're talking about Americans here. But Trump brought something up last night about McDonald, because McDonald gave homage to Patrick Henry when he was inaugurated as governor, and it wasn't 6-8 weeks, and then they were all, I remember. I remember. Governor McDonald had a terrible term. They never stopped persecuting, and they ultimately, they got him. You know, the adage that you're innocent till you're proven guilty sounds wonderful in movies, and when Al Pacino was screaming it at the, I can't remember the a lawyer movie that he was, you're out of order, and you're out of order, and you're out of order. It's all wonderful, and it sounds wonderful and what have you here. But here in the United States, we fancy ourselves that we have this thing called the rule of law, and the laws are on our side and what have you. Are they really? You know, Maggie and I were watching an investigation discovery-style crime show the other day, where the prosecutor was boasting and bragging to the defense that, you know, we're going to win. You know, we're going to win. And the defense attorney and the guy that was being prosecuted goes, well, I hope you don't win. And the defense attorney turned to the defendant and told him, he goes, he's right. He goes, 93% conviction rate in the United States. Did you know that? Did you know the DAs get their guy or their gal 93% of the time. Now, we know why that is. That's because most people don't fight them. They just plead out. Mm-hmm. Why? Because you're terrified of the state. We incarcerate more people in the United States per capita than any place, any country, any democracy, anywhere on planet Earth. We are number one, baby. We lock your ass up and you don't get out until we say you get out. Oh, that's unless, of course, you're a minority and you created a or committed a crime in a major city that the Democrat Party is running like a plantation. So I say this as kind of precursor here because Trump brought it up last night about Governor McDonnell and about how the same gang, Jack Smith, Terry McAuliffe and the Clintons and the usual suspects went after Governor McDonnell. Why? Because he was going to try and dismantle what they were setting up and had tried to set up in Virginia. It's not an accident that McAuliffe, very shortly after McDonnell, is escorted, is convicted, and then removed from the governorship. Forgive me, I don't remember the entire chain of events. It's been 10 years. Not long after that, the McAuliffe, well, there's a couple of Democrats in between, but Terry McAuliffe, who ran Bill Clinton's 1992 campaign, he was one of those guys that was running around with Carville, and it's a governor, and it's the economy, stupid. The Clinton gang takes them out, man. The Clinton gang comes after you, dude. You get taken out. They take you out. They don't take you out by arresting you and persecuting and prosecuting you. They take you out by assassinating you, and you wind up dead on park benches on the National Mall in Mordor on the Potomac River. These people don't play games. They like and enjoy the power, and they like wielding it. They get off on wielding it, which is why it makes, when someone says, you really believe the people in the highest line of the Democrat Party are diddling little boys and drinking their blood? Yeah, I believe it. They get off on stuff like that. They get off on being in power, of being in control of the situation. Or they think they're in control. And when there's a child involved, hell yeah, they get off on that. This is all precursor to, let's talk about this for a moment. In 2008, I was challenged in my worldview by several people, a few that I knew personally and by many that I didn't, but there was one figure in particular that challenged my thinking, by the way I thought about American politics and about USA, about America and how it ran, and about what we did with our stature in the world, if you will. So most of you probably either guessed or knew that the one particular individual was Congressman Ron Paul. And what was Congressman Paul saying that just started to make sense in my critically thinking brain? What was he saying? He was talking about all these unfunded, undeclared wars. He used a term that I had never heard before. It was called blowback. I had never heard of this word. What is this blowback that you speak of? And if you don't know, blowback is what happens when the United States or Western power maims, kills, murders someone in the Muslim world, and it is a complete and total act of injustice. Not all Muslims are guilty just because they're Muslims. And this causes that country or a sect of people in that country to despise us and to wish to exact revenge. That's blowback, basically. Is blowback real? Well, the CIA sure as hell thinks it is. As a matter of fact, they have an entire manual on it, which is what Congressman Paul was saying. When the candidates for the 2008 Republican nomination were lining up, and Paul was one of them, and he would mention blowback, he'd get booed. Tucker Carlson played a clip last night. Tucker was on fire last night. Tucker Carlson, Tucker on Twitter last night, played a clip last night from February the 16th, 2016. Now, I covered all of these debates, and I must confess, I do not remember this moment here, but I'm sure at this particular moment would have been one of the moments when I would have went, was probably still a Rand Paul supporter, but I would have been being warmed over and won over by Trump. What did Trump say in that debate in February of 2016, where according to Tucker, this is where his fate was sealed. He was doomed. What did he say? He was in a little tussle there with little Marco Rubio and Jeb Bush. And the subject was the war in Iraq. And Trump said they lied. They lied. They're liars. They said there were weapons of mass destruction there, and there were no weapons of mass destruction. They lied about it. And then, according to Tucker's telling of the story, and we'll play it for you, then he made the fatal mistake. Not only did they lie, but they knew they were lying. They knew there were no weapons of mass destruction. Saddam did not have them. And yet they lied about it. How many thousands of American soldiers were killed, maimed, or injured? The estimate is what? 500,000 Iraqis killed, maimed, or injured. Saddam Hussein is, of course, deposed, hunted down, tried in a kangaroo court, convicted, and then hanged. The country of Iraq is never going to be the same. But what about all the lives that have been ruined here? I still see commercials every day. I see Trace Adkins and other country. I see Rip now from Yellowstone doing commercials for all of these injured veterans who lost their legs and lost their arms and got burned to death in bomb and IED explosions. And believe me, this is not a commentary on you guys. You guys did what you were patriots. You were valorous. You did what you were ordered to do. You thought you were doing the right thing. It's not about you. It's about them that sent you. And we still see these commercials. The people are pleading with us, begging with us. Please donate to the wounded warrior or whatever the cause is. These guys still need our help. They're going through rehab, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is still being done. It's 2023. That is 21 years from when Colin Powell, Darth Dick Cheney, and George W. Bush and all the neocon gang, and Senator Lindsey Graham and all of them, made their case about the weapons of mass destruction. The only other person that ever called them out on it that had was in any position of authority or power, well, Walter Jones did it too. Was Ron Paul. Congressman Paul said what Trump said. In a 2008 debate, Congressman Paul said it. In 2012, I'll never forget this. I can tell you where it was. It was in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. There was a debate. And it was Paul, and it was Romney, and it was, I'm trying to remember who was still in the race. Giuliani might have still been in. I think Fred Thompson might have even still been in because he went, I'm going to South Carolina and make my stand, said the great actor. I love Fred Thompson. Eternal rest grant unto him, O God, let perpetual light shine upon him. May he rest in peace. Remember Congressman Paul quoted the golden rule when talking about the war in Iraq and the continuing war in Afghanistan, and they booed him. This is in a Republican, supposedly conservative state of South Carolina, and had a debate. As a matter of fact, it's in that debate when Ron Paul is booed for citing the golden rule, where Brian Williams asks him this question.
Congressman Paul, are these two men in the middle insufficiently conservative for you?
Well, I think the problem is nobody's defined what being conservative means.
Go ahead.
And I think that is our problem. Conservatives means we have smaller government and more liberty. And yet, if you ask what have we done, I think we've lost our way completely. Our rhetoric is still pretty good. But when we get in charge, we expand the government. You talk about Dodd-Frank, but we gave him Sarbanes-Oxley. We gave debts as well, you know, when we're in charge. So if it means limited government, you have to ask a basic question. What should the role of government be? The founders asked that question, had a revolution, wrote a constitution. And they said the role of government ought to be to protect liberty. It's not to run a welfare state and not to be the policeman of the world. And so if you're going to conservative, how can you be conservative and cut food stamps, but you won't cut spending overseas? There's not a nickel or penny that anybody will cut on the conservative side overseas spending. We don't have the money. They're willing to start more wars. So I say if you're conservative, you want small government across the board, especially in personal liberty. What's wrong with having people, the government, out of our personal lives? So this is what we have to decide, what conservative means, what limited government means. And I have a simple suggestion. We have a pretty good guide, and if we follow the Constitution, government would be very small, and we would all be devoted conservative.
There you go. Boom. We can't elect someone like that. He's crazy. He's a nut. Well, oh, the bad guys will come and invade and they'll kill us all. Remember the old trope? The neocon, as I call them, Decepticon trope? We have to go over there and fight them so we don't have to fight them over here. They were never coming here. And the ones that did come here as a result of blowback primarily. That and the fact that they're orthodox whack job Muslims. What is the point of all this? I think Tucker nailed it when he said that Donald Trump sealed his fate on February the 16th, 2016. In that debate where he got all up in Jeb Bush's and all the other ones' faces and told them that the Iraq War should never have happened, and that there were never any weapons of mass destruction, and that all the powers that be, the president, the vice president, the Congress, they all knew that there were no weapons of mass destruction, but they did it anyway. They lied about it, and they knew that they were lying. Dude, he crossed the neocon's Rubicon, and he made enemies. They became, and it wasn't just Democrats that became his enemy, because most of the neocons, the famous ones anyways, aren't Democrats. They're Republicans. This is why they didn't want Trump to be the nominee. This is why they became never Trumpers. This is why to this day, Bill Kristol and his ilk and Max Boot and the usual suspects and David Frum and Dick Cheney and Karl Rove and all the other fake fat-ass, fake fraud, conservatives, why I still use that diminutive on them. This is why they hate him. And as Trump said last night, they're all out to get me. You know why? Because I'm with you. The American people do not benefit from this war in Ukraine. That's a fact. The American people, well, some American people, if you work for Raytheon, you're benefiting from it. If you work from Boeing, you're benefiting. The American people do not benefit from an open border policy. Quite the opposite. As a matter of fact, I can't think of anything that this federal government done that's being run by these libtard, pederast neocons that is for your and my benefit. The only reason we have any benefits is because we do have some small modicum and mode of protection in our states. Because if the federales were running it, if we lived in a true federal democracy, dude, they would have locked all of us up already. We would be in Soviet gulags. The reason we're not, I firmly believe, is because of the states and because there is still grace that is working here in the lives of many, many Americans. Is it going to work in the life of Donald John Trump, though? Don't underestimate what is happening to President Trump. They're going to use a part of the law that it was never intended to be used to try and throw him in jail. Understand that this is not about a couple of boxes of top secret documents that were supposedly lying around and that he risked the welfare of the United States. Our naval and army forces were put at risk because of him. Because he had a box at Mar-a-Lago and he talked about it with some guy that had a smartphone and recorded it. That's a national security risk? If that's a national security risk, dude, well, then your national security protocols aren't very good. Someone was pointing out yesterday on Twitter that there are billions of classified documents. Most of them are so boring that if someone handed it to you, hey, this is top secret, it's classified, but you're going to run, this is going to be really interesting reading. You know, they classify something like the inner workings of a federal holiday. Who gets what day? Oh, this is classified information. The holiday is classified information? It was never supposed to be this way. Whether you like him or not, whether you despise him or not, right now, Donald John Trump of Mar-a-Lago is you. He's me. They're doing to him what they would do to you or me if we ever got out of line. And they discovered that you got out of line. If you get on their radar and you get out of line, dude, this is what they do to you. They're telling you that you are not allowed to make America great again. We decide what makes America great again. And helping our little Jewish buddy, the little war, the fake warlord in Ukraine, that's what makes America great again. No, it doesn't. Yes, it does. No, it doesn't. Yes, it does. No, it doesn't. But you don't get a say-so in this. Is this how this is supposed to work? I don't think this term democracy, I don't think it's supposed to work the way that these guys think that it's supposed to work. At the end of the day, who is it that's going after President Trump? It's Joseph Robinette Biden. I am very encouraged by the fact that there are so many people that are now coming to the idea, including Vivek Ramaswamy, who's out there promoting it, that the Attorney General of the United States, Trump pointed this out in his remarks last night, answers to Biden. That's a power that Biden has. So for the first time in American history, we actually have them on display. This is who they really are. I think that this is the real takeaway. We're going to play some digital media files. We're going to keep fleshing this out here today. This is who they really are. They are a bunch of scheming, conniving, very shallow and petty, not to be trusted men and women.